Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. Wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody. I was going to say it's the Friday night dance party. Having a holiday on Mondays just always gets me screwed up. So yesterday I'm doing the Tuesday night show, calling it the Monday night show. Tonight's the Wednesday night show, and I'm calling it the Friday night show. But the important thing is that you're here and you're listening. And tonight we have our very special returning guest, Dr. Annie Ulrich, and she's going to be talking about September energy and what it means to you, as well as taking your calls. So if you would like to ask her a question tonight, please call in at 323-657-1493. That is the hotline. We'll be taking your calls live after getting a chance to talk to Dr. Annie for just a couple of minutes. So, Dr. Annie, welcome back to the show. Thanks for coming back.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It's so much fun to be with you.
Well, it's so much fun having you here. And I know I tell you this every time, but it seems like every time we have you on the show, we set like a new ratings peak or plateau with having you on. And so I always love to see, well, I wonder if we can outdo last time. So it's fun to have you come on from that perspective, because we get so many callers and so much feedback about your insight and the help that you provide. So number one, from the listeners, I want to say thank you to you. But if you're a new listener tonight, have not had the opportunity to talk to Dr. Annie, this is going to be a real treat for you. And if you would like to also schedule an appointment with her privately, either over the phone, over Skype, or over, you know, in your office, you can arrange to do that too, and she'll provide you the details a little bit later. But so what's going on in September that's so cool and exciting for everybody that we need to know?
Well, I think September is a very, very powerful month, and in September what happens is that the energy of the new year, and when I'm talking about the new year, I'm talking about 2015, each one of us, when I'm doing the energy readings on the air with people, and I do them, you know, in depth in my office too, it's based on what kind of energy is available to you in that year. And 2014 is globally and numerically a 7 year. And so each one of us has our own energy number for the year. And the way that we discover that, and if you're listening out there, jot this down. You take the month and the day that you were born, and you add that together. Let's say you were born on February 2nd. So you take February 2nd, which is 2-2, and you end up with the number 4. And then you add that to the global year, which is a 7, which is 11. 7 and 4 is 11. And the 11 broken down to one digit, 1 and 1, it's 2.
Okay.
So that's the way that you figure out your energy number for the year. And in September, you start to go into the new energy of the next year. So every September is really a pivotal time for everybody. And it is all about a number 9, the number 9. September is the 9th month. And that is endings and beginnings. And it's really interesting when you look at it, because that's when we start school. It's the end of the summer and the beginning of the new year for the school year. That's just one example that's really very blatant. But it's also the end of the summer, the beginning of the fall, the harvesting time. And the number 9 is numerically the number of completion. It's when you are wrapping things up and you are getting ready for the new that's coming in. So it's a really important time. It's also very, very strongly a humanitarian time. And so people have a tendency to get involved with causes or community, humanitarian efforts. You're looking outside of yourself and seeing how you can relate to your world in some in a bigger way rather than isolating or going within. So it's a really very strong, powerful time for everybody in September. It's a really good time for people to let go of what's not working for them on a personal level and to really start to reassess and realign, relook at things, you know, and how you want to relate to people in a new way. So it's a very, it's a really good time for everyone. September is exciting. It's bringing in changes, and it's encouraging you to go to the next level, go, you know, aspiration, really go to the next level in your career or in your personal life, in your abilities, your creative abilities. It's a fantastic time to expand. So, you know, you encourage people in a nine to really take advantage of what's there for them. It's usually a really good time for promotion and reaching a pinnacle. So it's really good. It's a good time. So everyone should take advantage of this energy.
So and can I ask a question about that? How did nines become that magical number then? Because what you said,
well,
you know, now that you say it, I'm just like, oh, that totally makes sense. But I've never thought of it in those terms before.
Well, because what most people are not aware of is that there are cycles of time and energy in every year for you, and it's the natural cyclical laws that we're dealing with. For instance, everyone is very familiar with a seven-year cycle, right? Mm-hmm. And if you look back at your own life, you can see how really apparent that is. The difference, of course, between birth and seven is really, that's the formative stages. Actually, everything that you gather information into the subconscious mind from birth to seven or eight is really what you're running off pretty much your whole life until you wake up. But the differences between a 7-year-old and a 14-year-old are really pretty drastic. And then at 21, and then again at 28, and every 7 years, you can see where really big, major shifts and changes are made in 7-year increments. If you take a look at your own life, you can really see it happening. Well, everybody goes through seven cycles of time in 1 year, and that starts on your birthday. And that's what I call a life cycle energy. So on your birthday, you begin a new cycle every year on your birthday. And each period of time is about approximately 52 days in length. So from your birthday, you count 52 days, and that's your first cycle. And then the next 52 days is your second cycle, and so on and so forth, through seven cycles. And each cycle of time has its own energy and its own attributes and its own suggestions as to what you should do with business, career, personal romance, health, all of the questions that come up in your life for that year. If you've got a life cycle chart, you can see what would be advisable during that period of time. And I do have life energy cycle charts available for everybody.
When you started talking about that, I remember when I had my first session with you, you actually shared that with me, and on my my electronic daytimer calendar, I counted out 52 days, and then 104 days, and 100, mm-hmm. 52 day cycle. And I actually, every time that new date comes up, is like, okay, which cycle am I in, and what have I got in store for this next 52 days? And I actually do read that, and then try to keep those items at the forefront of my head as I go through. So you've been very helpful.
Yeah.
Last year.
It's
so
really, it's very good information, and I came across that information standing in a bookstore in Laguna in 1984 or something.
Wow.
Ridiculous. that's how ancient I am. But it was one of the very first esoteric books that I picked up. And I'll give you the title of the book because I highly recommend it. And it is called The Wisdom of the Mystic Masters. And it is by Joseph Weed, Weed. And the energy cycles and the cycles of time are explained in this book, along with a lot of other really, really interesting things, like mental telepathy and meditation and all kinds of really wonderful little tidbits are in here. But the energy cycle information is in this book. And he was wonderful. He was a lifelong student of esoteric philosophies. And he was also a member of the Arcane School and the Rosicrucian for many, many years. So that's really great. That I started reading, and then that led me into numerology. And one of the best numerology books that I have ever read, and it's very down-to-earth, very practical, really good information, is The Romance in Your Name is the title. And it's by Juno Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, and it is really a great book. So if your listeners are interested in that information, those two books can really, really open your mind and expand your awareness of what's going on in your life all the time. You know, with the energy life chart, you can map out your year, and you know when the best time to buy real estate or invest in luxury items or make investments or dealing with money would be in the sixth cycle. And if you're wanting adventure and travel and expansion in your life, you've got high energy in the fifth cycle. And the first cycle, of course, is one of the best cycles of your whole year. That first 52 days, that's when you really have very strong personal charisma and can make a difference for yourself. And people will actually listen to what you have to say during that period of time. So there's a lot. There is so much information out there that everyone could use. I mean, it's just so amazing, and I'm so happy to share it with everybody. So, you know, well, this is why I'm doing
it. I'm thrilled for the two book reviews, Wisdom of the Mystic Masters by Joseph Weed, and then also Numerology, The Romance in Your Name by Dr. Juno Jordan, and I have them both kind of earmarked or bookmarked right as you were talking about them on Amazon, so I'm going to check them out after the show tonight.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Great books. Very down-to-earth, very practical, easy to read. You know, there's nothing more aggravating than, a scientific thesis on a simple matter. That's the way I look at things. So it's, you know, give me something I can read and get and understand,
right,
and I can
mm-hmm.
use, you know, mm-hmm. then it's great. Then I can go into the esoterics of it all, but I just need a basic formula so that I can actually get a handle on my life here, you know. That's good.
And that's what you help everybody with. So I love it. All right, well, should we maybe think about taking some calls? We got a bunch of people on the line just chomping at the bit waiting to talk to you tonight.
Okay.
So if you are calling in tonight and going to ask Dr. Annie a question, Dr. Annie, what kind of questions would you like to answer for folks tonight?
Well, if people have any questions about dreams or symbols that they see in dreams, the dream world is fascinating. And the dream world is also a way of communicating with you. When we dream something, we can actually make it manifest. So it's really a very powerful tool to use. It also helps you to understand what is going on at the deepest levels of your psyche, you know, in the subconscious mind and in the superconsciousness, too. So dreams are really important, and people who do dream and have very vivid dreams, it would really, really behoove them to study dreams and symbology. If you have a question about what kind of energy is working for you right now, you can also ask that, and all I need is the month and the day that you were born. And then we can get a lock on where the energies are right now and what you're shifting into, since September is the shifting month where things start to change a little bit. So that'll be fun to work with, too. And then if you just want to ask a personal question, whatever on whatever subject, doesn't matter, I can hopefully help you there, too.
Okay. Well, cool. Our first caller is going to be Tasha. And, Tasha, you are now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Tasha. How are you?
I'm good.
Very good.
I have a question, actually. I hope you can help me, but if you can't, that's okay. I'm just glad to be talking to you. We're trying to buy a house right now, and it seems like we're hitting a whole bunch of little roadblocks. So basically, I just want to see if you see that happening for us.
Okay. when is your birthday, Tasha?
My birthday
the month and the
is
day.
August 28th.
August 28th? Okay. Mm-hmm. And your husband's? When's his?
February 10th.
Okay. I'm just going to take a look at what kind of energy you've got going on right now. You've got really good energy between you, the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of, I would say that you're probably going to buy a house in the new year, not in this year.
Okay.
And so anything that you are working towards, you know, in terms of having to make more money or come up with a better way of actually approaching buying, there are other, opportunities that will be coming to you that will help you make the decisions that you need to make in order to buy the house. I think that it's probably going to be, I'd say, around the change. December 21st is when things really start to shift for you. And actually, next year for you is, there's definitely more money and more balance that comes into your life. So don't despair. This is just not the year to do it, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's a good
yeah.
thing.
So next year is a really good time. Yeah, it is. There seems to be more money and more advancement and, more flow, and it's not such a intense time. And also, you learn to breathe.
You get
really tense. It's like, oh, and I can feel both of you kind of holding your breath. And so if you're not breathing, you can't bring it in. So just kind of focus on you know what, things are going to be okay, and it is going to work. It's just not working right now, and that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're
really
welcome.
Okay, good luck to you, Tasha. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay, and can I have people that have been asking questions since before the show started on Facebook. Can I ask a question for somebody who would like to ask a question that way? Is that something you can work
with? Sure.
Okay, we've got John.
Good.
And John is from Southern California. He has his birthday of November 14th, and he is concerned that he says he doesn't have any dreams, and what energy is also working for him?
Wow. Well, he's been in a really intense time. He doesn't have any dreams. Okay, you do have dreams. You just don't remember them. And all of us dream. Everybody dreams. And all that is needed is for you to consciously make a decision that you're going to remember your dreams. So, and even if you wake up in the morning and there's only one word, just remember that. Just write it down. And before you know it, you'll get a sentence. And before you know it, then things will start to come more and more to you. But you do need to make a conscious effort to actually remember the dream. As far as energy is concerned, of course, John, he is very, very intense and very actually charismatic and has a lot of really wonderful, wonderful energy, has the ability to master whatever he puts his mind to. And the trick is making up his mind at times, I'm sure. This year has been what I would call an introverted year for him in terms of energy going in and really looking at things and deciding what it is that he wants to do, how he wants to proceed with his life, and what kinds of things he wants to keep in it. It's an interesting energy because numerically he is a personal 7 year, and he is also in the global year, which is a 7. So 7 and 7 is 14. He's ready to make big changes. And this month is when the changes start to occur. And it's great because it has a lot of adventure and expansion connected to it. Travel is also part of it. It's like looking at everything and saying, oh, my God, I am going stir crazy. I need to get out of here. So there's this freedom, a need for freedom of expression, freedom to be and do and go and express in his own way, which is terrific, very artistic, and really quite exciting year coming up ahead. Two, there's a lot of really wonderful opportunities in career and in personal life, like love relationships, family, harmony, and balance. So there's a lot there to look at, too.
Cool.
I
hope that helps, too. We'll see. John, if that resonates with you, or if it doesn't, make sure to ping us back and let us know what's going on. We're almost at the halfway point of the show, which is hard to believe in itself. So before we go any farther, I think now is a great time to talk about your October workshop that you're going to be creating.
Yeah, I am very excited about this. I haven't taught the esoteric tarot for a while, and this is going to be really, I think, different than it has been in the past. So it is going to be a spread over a period of 22 weeks, because what we're studying will be the major arcana cards, the 22 cards in the Tarot deck that are considered the basic pattern or the power cards of the Tarot. And each week we will be working with one card, and you will be either coloring your own card or you will be creating your own card. Some people are going to paint them out, and some may want to do collages or other art projects. But it is, we work with that for 1 week. For instance, the first card would be the Fool. And so what we're going to do is I will explain what the Fool means and how you can incorporate it into your life, and then you will live with that card for a whole week and see how that speaks to you during that week. So it's a really intense but beautiful time, and people really, really enjoy it. And you're working with a group who is doing the same thing, and it's just really a very enlightening experience. And you get a real chance to look at what this beautiful deck of cards really means to you. It's like, I call it the Book of Life. And it is just an amazing tool for people. Unfortunately, over the years, of course, it's gotten a lot of bad press, but I always look at it in a very positive way. It's just one little thing that I put in my toolbox, and it works.
And it works great.
So, and it, yeah, it starts, we're starting October 8th. It's Wednesday night, and it'll be from 7 until 9.
And if people want more information?
If you want more information, you can give me a call at 818-773-8826, or you can send me a message, email, and my email address is docannie, that's D-O-C-A-N-N-I-E, at socal.rr.com. And also, if you're interested in having me send out a time life energy chart, the cycle charts that I was just mentioning before, I'd be happy to do that. So all you need to do is just send me your name and to my email address with your address, and I'll mail one out.
Very cool. Hey, can I ask a real quick question? I think on the show I put your tea leaves at Yahoo email address. Is
that's good too. Sure. Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to the show on your computer right now, on the little text part of the show down towards the bottom, you'll see an email for Dr. Annie, and you can just email her at that email address if you weren't able to catch the email from before. And not to belittle the fact that we have email addresses all over the place, but it's right there for you. So hopefully you can just cut and paste and get it to her. Okay.
Good.
So let's get to our next caller here. The next caller is Donna. Donna, welcome to the show. You're on with Dr. Annie.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Doctor.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good. You?
I'm good.
Donna, we need you to talk a little bit closer into the phone a little bit, my dear.
Oh, okay. I'll talk a little louder. Something's wrong with my phone. I hope you can hear me now.
There you go. A little bit better.
Okay, wonderful. My birthday is April 22nd, and I've had, over the span of a couple years, three dreams. And one was they called number 9, and I won. And the prize was an elephant. And then also my mom, who's on the other side, we have had these dreams of incredible joy and happiness and celebration. And I just wanted to know, I mean, am I going to celebrate a wedding or something? Or is that... Oh, gosh.
I think so. Your dreams are really good. They're really very, very uplifting and very positive. Dreaming the number 9, as you know, the 9 is very powerful, and it brings in a lot of really wonderful spiritual energy. It brings in the humanitarian and spiritual aspects. Actually, the elephant is a very spiritual animal, believe it or not, it is. And it speaks of long life and happiness and great abundance. And it's really just a really delightful thing to, as a totem animal to have, too, the elephant. Strong, of course, and strength and stamina are also connected to that. And your dream with your, is it your mother that passed away?
Yes. Like
yeah.
Years,
and there's joy there. So that's always so comforting when you dream something like that, because it tells you that the loved one that has passed over is in a really good place and that they are communicating to you vibrationally through the dream that they are happy and joyful. And there is no need for you to be worried or concerned. And they are going on to the next level, which is really terrific. You personally and energetically, you're in a really good year to bring in partners and partnerships of all kinds. So that means usually that people want to be with you, they want to work with you, they want to do things with you. It's a very social energy, so take advantage of all social invitations that come your way.
Oh, and I have been. I went through a depressing 3 months, but got out of it in July, and now I'm joining meetup groups, and I'm doing other workshops, and
great.
All these different events,
yeah, you're doing exactly what you need to do, you know, and here we are in September, and the energy of the next year for you personally is coming in now, and next year is real. It's cause for celebration, absolutely. So what you've been dreaming is right on. It's absolutely right on target, because next year is going to be all about celebrating weddings, anniversaries, reunions, people you haven't seen for a long time, lots of surprises and surprising linkages, just really happy, happy things. Congratulations. That's fabulous.
Well, thank you.
I love it. That's so good. Excellent.
There we go. Good luck to you, Donna. Thanks for your call tonight. And our next caller is going to be Kimberly. Kimberly, you're on the air with Dr. Annie.
Hi, Dr. Annie.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Good.
What can I do for you?
Yes, my birthday is November 5th, 1970. Mm. And my question really is about my attitude toward work. I've been teaching about 10 years, and I know I could do something else, and I've been attempting to do something else, but nothing has panned out as of yet. And I'm just trying to keep a positive attitude, but there's a part in me that keeps saying I still don't like it. And I'm wondering what I can do about that.
Well, you are in a 5-year, and what that means for you is that it is all about changes and wanting to expand and wanting to change things up in your life in probably every area. And work, because we spend so much time in that place, then being happy or content in it is really important. So it's not surprising that you're going through the feelings that you're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
You just keeping a really positive frame of mind is definitely important, and you know that.
Yeah.
But what I would also really encourage you to do is to start working with affirmations. And are you familiar with affirmations?
Yes.
Okay. So what you do is you just start stating and putting it out into the ethers, out into the universe, that your perfect job is right here, and you need it now. You want it now. And keep yourself open and receptive to what the universe has to offer. And just saying that, I say that to myself when I need advice or when I need guidance or when I need things to change up because they're kind of stuck, I will just say, I am now open and receptive to what the universe has to offer me. I need a definite direction or I need a definite answer. Put that out there and just keep on saying it, for a month. And you will be surprised at what starts to happen. Start to notice the little things that start coming to you, like you'll see something, interesting on the web, or someone will give you a call that you haven't heard for a long time, or there's some kind of opportunity to go to a class or to go to a convention or something. There's definitely something that will come up, and it's the universe just giving you a little encouragement and also kind of guide you in what is the next direction for you. You need to ask that too.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Good. Okay. I think you're going to be very pleasantly surprised next year because you're bringing in a lot of harmony, peace, serenity, good family relationships, and healing. A lot of healing is going on, too.
Okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
Good stuff.
Good stuff
okay.
for you, Kimberly.
All right, thank
okay.
you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to go to, it looks like Delphine is next. Delphine, you're live with Dr. Annie.
Hello, yeah, hi.
Hi, Delphine, how are you?
I'm fine.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering, what do you see coming up for me in terms of career, new job?
Oh, very good. When is your birthday?
October 7th.
Okay, so have you made changes this year at all in career?
Well, I have, but I'm like, it's an okay job. I'm looking for something different.
Okay, well, that's okay because when you went into this year ready to make some changes, and so if you have, then the energy of that change will start to operate for you more. I definitely think that there are changes that are going to come up for you again. More than likely, I would say right after your birthday, like the end of October, November, December, those 3 months are really, really good. So be open and receptive to what opportunities are coming your way. Trust your gut instincts more and go with what feels right rather than what looks good. And I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised. You've got a lot of really positive relationships coming in, too, and a lot of healing in relationships around you. And opportunities coming from people you haven't seen for a long time. So it's like your past is really starting to help you create a new future. So maybe people that you've worked with before, or even it could be family or friends or something, give you a lead, and so take it it'll be good for you. So just, you know, just stay open and receptive, and I think you're going to be really happy. Next year you've got a lot of really good, lots of good energy around relating and relationships. So that's good.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Good.
Thank you. Very good. Thanks, Delphine.
You.
Thanks for your call. We just have, like, really cool callers tonight. Our next caller is going to be Pam. Pam, you're on the air with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Pam.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Annie. Thanks for taking
me. How are you?
Okay. My birthday is 12/8, and I know that adds up to a 9 that I've been, I guess, in an ending cycle. I sold my home a few months back due to financial reasons, relocated to an apartment. But it has not really been the kind of place that I feel like I want to stay beyond the lease time, which is, I guess, not negotiable. I'm wondering what you feel looking forward, if I'm eventually going to find something and when this might occur where I'd be happier.
Yeah, you know, I think that this year for you was about really getting a sense of who you are, what you want. You know, it's we think we know ourselves really well, and then there are things that come up. Life gives us things to handle, and you've been doing that. So in the last couple of years, that's what you've been doing is really reassessing and re-looking at your life and how you really want to live it. And so next year, what you're doing, what's coming in for you, is you've got a lot of help coming in next year, which will be really nice.
You mean physical, financial?
I think in all areas, a lot of really supportive people.
Wow,
I haven't
had that in a long time.
Yes. So that is definitely part of this new energy that's coming in. And it starts, the energy of the new year is starting now here in September. And so you're going to start seeing a difference in your life just in terms of the people in it and the opportunities that you're going to be presented with. There's a lot of balance and harmony next year, which is nice. This year has been, you're learning the art of negotiation. It's like how to get your needs met. And you will, it's like speaking up and speaking out and letting people know how you feel, what you think, what's going on with you, and what you want. Sometimes
it's been quite a while, but it just seemed like nobody was listening. So you think that this
that's definitely changing. So you're going to see it looking really different. And there's also there are all kinds of reunions next year for you.
Oh,
you
wonderful!
Know? Yeah, people you haven't seen for a long time and reconnecting. And you might get a call from somebody you haven't seen in like 10 years or 15 years and wanting to reconnect. So that's really, really nice energy. And
really funny because I got one of these little cards, you know, when you play these little fortune machines. And I was in an old-time place that I hadn't gone for many years. And they had one of these machines. And on my card, it said there will be reunions. You'll get a phone call and people you hadn't heard from in a long time.
Well, see, there you go.
Wow, that
it's
was
just
great.
In the ethers. It's just out there.
You know, so I haven't seen my family in a very long time. And there are people I miss in my life that I haven't seen. You know, really, I've been in touch with some, but not really physically seen. That would be wonderful.
This is going to be changing. I definitely feel that for you next year. You've got a lot of reunions and communications with people that you haven't seen for a long time, and a lot of nice or pleasant surprises. So
well,
that, that's nice,
for both.
Too. Yeah. So this it's changing. It'll be good for you.
And it's starting now, you say?
Yeah, the energy of that new energy for you starts in September, and this is September. So it's going
holidays.
To start. You'll start feeling it towards the holidays. I think you're probably going to start getting the phone calls from people you haven't heard from in the next 3 months. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful! Because the last couple of years, the holidays have been pretty much on the lonely side because family and friends in other places and other situations.
Yeah.
So
well, it's changing.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. That's wonderful.
That's good. Well,
thank you
for calling.
So much. That inspiring reading. I appreciate
good.
That.
Thanks.
Have a
thanks,
great
Pam.
Day.
Thank you. You
keep
too.
Us posted too. Thank you so much. And let's see. This is probably a good time to remind everybody, if your call is not answered on the show tonight, because we've probably got like another 40 people that are waiting in line to ask a question, and the show's only an hour, we're going to remind people that if you'd like a private reading with Dr. Annie, you can email her. The email for her is on the body of the show that you've clicked on to listen to the show right now. And it's tleebs@yahoo.com. And the spelling on there, you just cut and paste it. You can email it directly to her. Mention that you heard her here on Rated G Radio, and she'll work a special deal for you. But you can have your reading over the telephone. You can do it over Skype or in her office. And she's also got her workshop starting October 8th and all kinds of fun stuff like that. So don't be discouraged, because we're going to take as many calls as we can tonight. But, again, if we don't get to you, you always have a way to reach out to Dr. Annie and schedule your
Absolutely.
Own private reading. And then you get her for, like, an hour all to yourself. And it's really, really cool. I know, because I've done it myself. So our next caller is Valerie. Valerie, you are on with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for the book recommendations, because I'll purchase those.
Oh, great.
So I wanted to say
thank you
for that. My date of birth is March 29th, and I just wanted to kind of run a dream by you. I had a dream last week where what stood out for me is that I was being taken on a tour, and I was walking outside, but there's this big wooden ivory door. And as we passed by the door, the person who was guiding me mentioned that I should pay attention to the door and take note of the door, because it would come back to me again. So, and as we were walking, they cautioned me to make sure I remembered that particular door. And so, you know, I was somewhat warned. So there we go.
That's very interesting. So what did the door look like?
Well, it was a large, like a front door to a home, but it was really big. It was ivory in color, and it was worn around the edges where it had those big panels in it. So those edges were somewhat worn. So, and I just, as we were walking, I just kind of took note of it. And I've been documenting my dreams since about 89. 88, 89.
Oh, that's
so,
good.
Yeah, so, but that one really kind of hung in there with me, and I haven't really kind of gotten anything from that one yet. So I was just curious as to what you thought was going on. So, yeah.
Well, it's telling you pretty loudly to be really conscious of the opportunities that are coming to you, because when you dream of a door, it usually means a door to the door opens to an opportunity. It's going through a new door. Now, there's a guide in there, so your guide, your inner guides, are telling you to pay attention. Pay attention to the doors of opportunity that are coming your way. What kind of opportunity are you interested in? Do you want to open the door to a new place, a new apartment, a new home, a new career, a new relationship? What kind of door do you want to open? That's what you're being asked.
That's what I'm being asked. Okay. All right. Very good. Well, I'm in process of applying for a job
with the goal of relocating. So, I guess that makes a lot of sense. And yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I guess any energy that you made?
Yeah, you've got a lot of really good energy this year for communicating, okay? Communication is really, really important. So it's really important for you to speak out and let people know what you want and what you think and how you feel and all of that. Keeping the lines of communication are really very, very important. But you're going into a really strong career energy or focused energy. No matter what you do, you know, in terms of a career, next year you're going to get really focused, disciplined, dedicated, and get the work done.
Okay.
And when you do that, what happens is the following year, you get to create the freedom you have always wanted.
Okay.
It's like, everything just opens up. But it's really a good time. The rest of this year, all of next year, and the following year are really going to be very exciting for you because you are in an accelerated energy. It's like, okay, let's go. And
that's what
you're going to be doing. So, yeah. Pay attention to the door.
Okay.
And decide what it is that you want to do. And then you've got all this wonderful power, this energy that's going to help you do it. So, great. It's great energy.
Okay. Way to go, Valerie.
Excellent. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
Thanks,
yes,
Valerie.
Be
have
well.
A great night. Be well, too.
Yes.
It looks like we're going to have time for about two more callers, so I'm going to get to these, well, the first one. Trina, welcome to the show. You have Dr. Annie.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Trina?
I'm doing good, thank you.
And how can I help you?
Well, I'm not sure. I've got these two gentlemen, and I'm not sure about either one of them. I don't know if I went with one on Monday. I don't know if it was a date. I don't know really what it was, but we went on his bike, and we went for a ride, went riding on his motorcycle. It was a wonderful time. I really enjoyed myself. But I haven't heard from him since.
When's your birthday?
February 29th.
Okay.
I'm 50.
Okay.
And the other gentleman, I just started talking to him last night, and we talked for hours. And I felt very comfortable with him.
Well, that's good.
And he's
that's very good. What you're doing is you're in a very strong partnership energy. Partnership. You want to partner with someone. And it's really good, and you should take your time and just get to know somebody. These next 3 months are all about you getting to know someone. And then next year, in 2015, you go into a really love connection energy where you make a real, you know, you make a commitment to someone and they do to you. So for right now, I would say just take your time and enjoy what comes your way and get to know people because you're ready for it, but you also want to be sure too. So, and I think that that's what I'm hearing in your voice is hesitancy, and that is just perfect for where you're at, and you should take your time and get to know this other gentleman, and there may even be another one that comes in. So you're not locked in to anything right now. And in the new year, then you'll know. You'll have someone that will really, you know, devote their time and their energy into the relationship that you want. So that's good. That's a really good energy.
Yeah. I just want my soulmate. You know, that's the one. That's what I want. I want my soulmate.
Well, good. You just keep on thinking that and asking for that from the universe, and you'll get it. Absolutely.
That's,
and next year for you, you know, just energetically is perfect for that.
Awesome.
It's like an engagement energy.
Oh, good. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, good.
I'm tired of being alone.
Well, it sounds like, Trina, you're going to have lots of opportunities for love here.
Yeah, that is. It's nice.
Good for you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, thank
you.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks, Trina.
You too. Take care. And now our last caller of the night is Laura. Laura.
Hi, Laura.
On with Dr. Annie. Go
ahead. Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hi.
Hi, Laura. How can I help you?
I was wondering if you see me moving for a career change or if I applied to a job in Florida and one in New Jersey and, of course, other places as well, but those are the two jobs that I'm most interested in, and I was wondering if you see me getting either one of those positions.
When is your birthday, Laura?
October 1st.
Oh, you're in the last cycle of your year here. You're coming up on your birthday, which is awesome. Yeah, wow. Well, definitely in the new year, you will have a brand new life. New beginnings, new life, new energy, new places, new people. Everything is going to be new. So that's exciting. Yeah. So that's really going to be great. You are in the process of wrapping things up right now. It's like your energy is wrapping things up, you know, and you are being encouraged to let go of what is not working for you in all areas of your life. So that means people, places, and things. That's a little hard to do sometimes. But when you release all of the things that are not working for you, you bring in, you make room for all of the new. So it's really an exciting time for you. What kind of career are you in right now?
Well, I do a lot of contract work, and I develop training.
Okay.
But I want to do so much more with that. I want more of a leadership role where I'm actually managing the training implementations and rollouts. And so I've applied to a couple of jobs that will give me a lot more, you know, leadership roles and responsibilities.
Good. I think that's really good, and I think that you're ready for it. You're absolutely ready for it. There, I think both places, either Florida or New Jersey, would be really, really good for you. I think money-wise, it seems to me as if New Jersey is the better fit and that you will really do well there. And there's also a lot of travel that's going to come in for you, too. Have you traveled before?
In the past, I have.
For work?
So, yeah, for work and, you know, some for pleasure, but not a lot for pleasure. Some for more for work than pleasure, but some for pleasure.
Well, yeah, I think that you're going to be traveling, and it's really going to be exciting, and you're going to really enjoy it. You're definitely going into a whole new world, and that is good.
Is that the job in New Jersey?
I think that one is going to, yeah, I think it'll come through.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I really need it.
Good.
Do you have any idea time frame? Are they giving it that?
Well, it looks like it's about within the next 4 weeks. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I haven't heard from them yet. I submitted my resume, but I haven't heard anything from them.
Yeah. So I think that in the next, I would say 4 days to 4 weeks, actually. So you're going to hear something, and it'll be very positive. So congratulations.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
And with that, Laura,
we
have to wrap it up. Thank you so much. Good luck to you. We'll send good vibes your way.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Dr. Annie, I cannot believe an hour has flown by.
I know. It always amazes me. It goes fast.
So much fun. I just love the people when they call in to ask you questions. And I am so sorry for everybody that you were not able to get your question asked on the air tonight. But, again, you can go to tealeavs, T-E-A-L-V-S, at yahoo.com. It's on the show information blurb tonight. Send Dr. Annie an email, and you can book a private reading with her. You can also go to Dr. Annie's website on the same place where you're going to find her email. Just click that, and it will take you directly to her website. That's always a cool thing to see. And it's symbollinking.com. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Annie, any last words of wisdom or anything else we should plug before we let you go?
Oh, I just thought it was so much fun tonight, and I also just want to mention that last time we had a lot of romance questions. This time it was about career and moving.
Isn't that interesting?
I love it. It's just so fascinating. You know, life is so fascinating. So I hope everyone enjoyed their time with me tonight, and I can't wait until the next time.
I know. It'll be awesome. Everybody, have a great night. Don't text or drive, or don't drive distracted. I guess that's the new saying. If you're going to be out driving, don't be driving distracted. And we'll see you live Thursday night. Have a great night, everybody. Thanks, Dr. Annie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.